It's Flo, and this is my impression of a drill instructor directing a musical.
Tan Hut! Get those tap heels in line and let me see those jazz hands! Are you bundling your home and auto insurance through Progressive? Can you hear me through those sequins?
Bundle your home and auto through Progressive and save.
Left, 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 and step ball change.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company Affiliates. Home insurance provided and serviced by other select insurers.
Can you imagine 1 million people doing life with power? I certainly can. Now is the time to understand your authentic personal power and then activate that personal power and power up your American dream. If you're not living the life you want, don't give up, power up. Winning, achieving, and living your dream life is a choice. With choices come change, and with positive change comes power. If you want to live a dream life, there are no shortcuts. You've got to determine it, learn it, and then go earn it. On Designing Your Life Today, we'll help you do just that. I'm your host, Pat Council, the Power Lady, and when you take the time to design, everything will be just fine. Make our show, Designing Your Life Today, your personal support system, and get the information you need to live a quality, fulfilled, inspired life. There are many excuses for not living your dream, but let's take a time out from making excuses. Bring your most exciting dream, let's power up and make it a reality. Get ready to do life with power. Good morning, and this is Thriving Thursday. This is your host, Pat Council. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. What a great topic we have for you guys today. We are going to talk about the three R's of success. That's right. I went to the alphabet, and we are going to talk about the three R's of success. It is important that we make success simple, or the rules of success. When you can understand the rules of success, your journey towards whatever goal you're focused on, it's going to be so much easier. And so with that being said, you guys, let's jump right into this and find out about some of the rules of success. Now, I want to tell you what gave me the idea for this. You guys know I told you about my routine, and a part of my routine is that I get up early in the morning and I read my Bible, I pray, I meditate, I get quiet, I listen, and I write down what I'm hearing and what kind of guidance will what kind of guidance I think that I'm hearing. And I write it down so I can go back and look at it and be sure of where that guidance is coming from. And because of that, the first R that I came up with, it comes from a scripture that I like. And or this is just a small passage from that scripture. And it's Psalm 143. Verse 8, and it says, "Let me hear in the morning of your steadfast love, for in you I trust. Make me know the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul." And so the part, "Make me know the way I should go." And that is one of the things that I focused on, is that if I am up, if I am praying and meditating and really listening and paying attention to my life, then I'm going to get some answers or some direction. With that being said, the first R is rise early. Now, I shared on a previous show, but it's probably been about 2 years ago, and where I shared my routine. And I shared the things that I do when I get up in the morning. And the rising early to have what I call my prayer ritual, which is praying and reading my scripture and meditating, you know, and then listening for answers and listening for instructions about the day, or even listening for what should I talk about on my show. Now, I plan my shows in advance, but there are times when I change the show at the last minute, and I change the show based on what I'm hearing. And the object of the game, of course, for designing your life today is to help you have better health, more wealth, increase your income, and to cultivate fruitful relationships, to learn how to do that. And a big part of that, of course, is communication. Well, when you rise early and you're taking that time to be still, then you are communicating, but you're communicating with God. And at that point, you are really making a connection that's going to make you strong for the entire day, that's going to kind of turn on your wisdom for that day, and you're just going to be more in tune to everything that's going on around you. You know, people will sometimes tell me, oh, you're very perceptive. And I want to say, you know, we could all be perceptive. And the thing about that is I'm thinking to myself, if I jumped out of bed, got dressed, and went straight to work, you know, straight to my office and started working, then, yeah, not so sure how perceptive I would be. And does that mean that I know everything? No. Does that mean I'm going to see everything and be in tune to everything? Absolutely not. However, what it does mean that things that fall in line with my purpose here on this earth, I'm certainly going to be in tune to those things. Things that will further my purpose so that I can make a valuable contribution to the society that I'm a part of. I'm going to be in tune to those things. So you really want to rise early and you want to have that ritual. I mean, let me ask you a question, especially those of you that have a job. How many of you just jump out of bed and get dressed, and while you're getting dressed, you either watch the Today Show or whatever the one is that comes on ABC. So the different shows, Good Morning America, I think that's what it is. So the different shows and the different news stories. Oh my goodness, let me watch the news. Let me see what's going on. And people are so dedicated to doing that. They're so dedicated to watching the news and rushing around and getting dressed. Now that is their morning ritual. Now this is your morning ritual. I want to encourage you to take a moment to step back and say, and make some decisions that will help you set the tone for having that better health, more wealth, and for being able to cultivate those fruitful relationships. And the greatest foundation you could possibly lay for your life is to take that step back and to have your prayer ritual when you get up in the morning. It's not all about you. Think about it. Think about what you're putting first when you jump out of bed and you go straight to work. You know what you're putting first? You're putting first, I've got to make a living. You're putting first the money. So these are the things that you're putting first. Now, this is Thriving Thursday. And of course, on Thriving Thursday, we're going to teach you about different areas of passive income. We're going to talk about real estate. We're going to talk about speaking. We're going to talk about podcasting. And we're going to talk about doing affiliate marketing, direct sales. So we're going to talk about all of those things. And I have some amazing guests that I'm going to bring on to the show to help you to learn how to do these things and how to get started, at least how to get started and get going with it. However, it is pointless for you to learn those things, the work aspect of everything and the mechanics of everything, without laying that strong foundation of having that prayer ritual and getting to know you and getting to know your connection with God. And it's really funny how today people spend a lot of time pretending that God doesn't exist. Well, let me make it easy for you. I'm not a watered down kind of person, but what I am is I am a person who likes to kind of phrase things so that people will find a reason to connect to what they need to connect to so they can get to where they need to be so that they can make a valuable contribution to society. This is what makes our world turn a whole lot better. This is what makes things less stressful. This is what will kind of alleviate the arguing and the bickering and the people screaming racism and people feeling like they're not being treated fairly. When we all step into our purpose, and I know that's kind of a fantasy idea that we will all do it, but listen, if the bulk of us do it and we give it our very best, I can assure you this is going to be a major shift here on this earth. Now, with that being said, I want to say to you that, listen, there is a spiritual being out there, okay? and you want to connect to that spiritual being called God. And here's the thing, while you're sitting around saying he doesn't exist, why don't you take a step back and prove it to yourself that he doesn't? How about that? Instead of just saying something because things didn't go your way. And why am I telling you this? I'm telling you this because I know that that's a big part of thriving. And if you're not thriving, common sense, okay, not just spiritual, but just basic common sense says that if I'm not thriving, then I'm doing it wrong. There's something that I need to change in my life so that I can move forward. And so try rising early and have a ritual. Instead of, as I said, running to the television and turning it on and seeing what's going on in the world and looking at all the doom and gloom, how about take a step back and have some quiet time in the morning and some prayer time and sit back and get in touch with you. What's going on in you? What is the calling for your life? You want to thrive? Find out what that is. All right, let's move on. All right, the other one, the first one was rise. The next one is read. Read. And choose what you're going to study. Now, I choose what I'm going to read the day, usually the night before. However, at the beginning of the month, and I've shared this with you guys before, at the beginning of the month, I will choose the books that I'm going to read. Now, because of our launch, I'll be honest with you, today's the 3rd. I'll be choosing those books today, and I haven't chosen the books for this month yet. But it's on my list, and it's going to be done this morning because I don't want to get too far away from my routine. But the thing is, I've still been reading, choosing what I'm going to read. I just haven't settled on the books that I'm going to read. And so I find articles to read that will benefit me. For example, there's an article in Forbes magazine that talks about ETFs, and I want to learn more about that. And so I've designated some articles to read. And so I will be reading those today, but I will also be choosing my books. But my point here is you want to choose what to study, but not just in the area of books or in the area of magazines or trends, so you can kind of know what trends are going on, or so you could become more financially savvy. Not just in those areas. Once again, yep, I'm back to it, you guys. In the morning, one of the things is I know what I'm going to read. Now, the good news for me is that at my church, that I attend, and I'm here in Jacksonville, and I attend a church called Celebration. And so at the church that I attend, we have a bookmark, and it kind of outlines the scriptures that we can read for that day. Now, I read that scripture, but I also have other scriptures that I like to read. So I outline those also. It's important that you feed your mind. I hear a lot of people say, well, you know, reading is passe. You know, reading is playing out, and no one has time to read anymore. And here, it's really weird because we have all of these electronic gadgets that are supposed to make our lives easier and supposed to free up more time. And strangely enough, people have less time today than they did years ago, where people took the time to actually read an entire book. However, I'm not here to judge you in that respect, but what I would like to suggest to you is that because of our wonderful electronic gadgets, we do have some amazing technology in place, and thanks to Amazon, you've got the Kindle. And so and you don't need a Kindle, you can just download the app, and you can download your books in ebook form, and you can read those books and keep on going. Now, here's the thing about reading. It's not about whether you read an entire book. Now, I'm an avid reader, okay? And it's just something I've been doing as far back as I can remember, since I could read. And my mother taught my brothers and I to read, my older brother and myself taught us to read at a very young age. And I've been reading ever since. So I like to read. That's a hobby of mine. However, if you're a person who says, oh, I absolutely don't like reading, first of all, we're going to talk about discipline again in another show. We've already talked about that. But here's the other thing. The other thing is that you have to decide what it is you want. If you want to thrive in life, you ever heard the saying, leaders are readers? I'm not sure. I think one of our presidents said that. I'm not sure which one, but years ago. But leaders are, in fact, readers. Now, here's the thing. All readers are not leaders. However, leaders are readers. You're going to find very few leaders that don't read. And my point is that If you want to be a leader, even if you want to be a leader within your own family, if you want to be a leader on the job in terms of you getting that promotion that you've always wanted, if you want to be a leader in your company, if you want to be a leader in your small business, your direct sales business, no matter what it is, you want to not make excuses for not taking in new information, not acquiring that new information. And so reading, my suggestion to you is read a paragraph a day. Okay, who can't squeeze in a paragraph? All right, that doesn't even take 3 minutes. Okay, I'm not even sure it takes 2 minutes or a minute. So the thing is, read a paragraph each day, and you're going to learn something. And you say, well, it's going to take me 2 years to read the book. What difference does it make? What happens is something's beautiful is going to happen. Something's going to kick in and you're going to be excited about reading. The more you get into the book, and the more you're going to be excited about reading. Now, this is my chance to, I guess, plug my book, The Power, Using What You Have to Achieve Success. And I have, it's an acronym. The P is for proactive action, a proactive plan. The O is for optimism. The W is for wisdom, E is for energy, and R is for results. And what I've done is it's an easy read. And now the book is over 200 plus pages, but it's an easy read and it will not take you years to read it. But I kind of cut to the chase and I get to what may be holding you back, what may be stopping you, and how to identify what you already have so that you can actually get started on your success journey. Now, there are other books out there other than mine. Would I like you to purchase my book? Yes. Why? It helps to bring in the income needed to sustain the show. However, there are other books out there, and what I want to say to you is pick a book and read it. You know, download an ebook. I believe the Power book is in Kindle form. I'm not sure, but I can always check and let you guys know. But you know what? Why don't you guys check for me? Help me out. So the thing is that you can pick a book, just pick something, make a decision about what you're going to study. So a lot of the books that I read are books that are actually books that I study that will help me become better at my craft. I choose books that inspire me. And so sometimes I kind of mix it up. In other words, in the morning, I'll read a little bit about something that will help me further my craft and become better at what it is I do. Then I'll read a book, a little couple of passages out of a book that will inspire me. And of course, I read my biblical scriptures for the day. So rise early, read by choosing what to study. This is something that you can do in the morning, all three of these now. And here is the final R for today, is reassess. In other words, what can you do differently to take your business or to take your life to the next level? What can you do to bring order to any chaos that you may have going on? You know why sometimes chaos continues in people's lives? Because they are not still long enough so that they can actually come up with solutions that will work better for them and that will help them thrive and that will help them have their best life. And if you're never still, if you're always moving, then it's very difficult to tune in to that still small voice inside you. Some of you call it intuition. I call it the Holy Spirit, to tune in and hear what's going on in you. So you want to rise early, you want to read, and you want to reassess. What can you do differently to take your business or your life to the next level? If you're not getting that promotion on a job, if you're listening to this and you work a job, if you're not getting that promotion, then you want to reassess. Take a look, step back, be still, ask questions. Here's the beautiful part about us as human beings that we often forget, is that answers and opportunities are there for us. And the reason why you're not tapping into the answers or the opportunities is because when you're kind of in it, in other words, when you're conscious and you're walking around out there during the day and you're all in the hustle and bustle of it all, well, you're in the present moment and you have to take present moment actions. But if you're up early in the morning and if you're reading, meaning you're acquiring more knowledge in different areas, and you're acquiring inspirational knowledge, and you're acquiring spiritual knowledge. And so if you're bringing all of this in and now you're up in the morning and you say, hey, let me be still and let me reassess my life or reassess the situation or look at it, because life is meant to be lived in the present tense. Power is in the present moment, then the power that's in you, you're going to hear that still small voice giving you solutions. Now, here's the thing. If you don't develop it, well, you may not hear very much, but here's the beauty of life. You may not hear very much, but if you sit back and reassess, I think at all, and this is my opinion, at all costs, what you will hear is call so-and-so, call this person, connect with this person, go to this website, buy this book, listen to this audio, talk to your mom or your dad, but you're going to somehow, something's going to guide you. You're going to be guided to take some kind of action because you sat still long enough to listen. You calmed your mind. You calmed your fears. You calmed your nervousness and you calmed everything for that moment. And you stepped back and you said, let me reassess. Now, here's the thing. If you say, you know, life is peaches and cream, everything's going my way. Well, here's the thing about reassessing. It's not that you want to live your life in the past, because as I said, power's in the present moment. But when we talk about reassessing, it is important that you reassess where you are, even today, because life is a constant journey. You ever seen a person, and we talked about this once, that you ever met a person or heard about a person who was super rich today and then a year from now they're super broke? Well, it's because they didn't constantly reassess. They didn't constantly look to see, where should I go to next? What's my next journey, or the next journey I should take, the next road I should be on? Or they don't look ahead. Okay. They don't take the present moment time to say, okay, this is where I am, but where do I want to take all of this? Okay. They don't take the time to plan. And so I mentioned a little bit about planning, yesterday. And being prepared. So they don't take the time to do that. And that's a part of what reassessing is all about. I have to look at my life. And years ago, when the economy changed, and you'll hear a little bit about this in the video, if you go to my website at patcouncil.com, click on Speaker Pat, and I talk a little bit about that, and that, hey, I call myself, you know, kind of like that willing victim, and a willing victim is, to me, is that, yeah, I was a victim of what happened with the economy, but at the same time, I was willing, because I didn't take the time to be still and reassess my life. I was making a lot of money, and I was in the mix, okay, and I was making money, okay. And I was doing this and I was doing that, but I didn't take the time to really connect, to my spiritual side. Was I reading the Bible and everything back then? Kind of hit and miss, but now it is a part of my routine. And so I rise early and I read and then I reassess my life because I want to continue to thrive and I want to know the plans that are there for me. Okay, you guys, with that being said, that's all I have for you today. So rise early, read by choosing what to study, reassess what can you do differently to take your business and your life to the next level. If you're always looking at your life and paying attention to what's going on around you, and you're not just focused on the money, and you're not just focused on, oh, I got to get a man, oh, I got to get a woman. If you're not just focused on what I call the external things of life, you're going to get everything you've ever wanted in your entire life, and you're going to thrive, and you're going to continue to thrive. And here's the beautiful part about it. You're not only going to be doing life with power, but you're going to be a great example for other people and help them to do life with power also. That's what it's about. It's not about us cowering down and acting like we're smaller or less than. And I have to say this before I wrap up for today, where people act like they're smaller or less than. You know, there's a difference between being arrogant versus confidence. The Bible tells us to have confidence, for it has great recompense and reward. It doesn't tell us to walk around and act like we're tiny little small beings who can't think or do anything for ourselves, and to put our lives into the hands of the politicians of the world. Doesn't tell us to do that. And so my point is that you want to rise up and thrive, and you want to be your very best, and you need to do what it takes to get to that. So lay that foundation by rising early, reading, and reassessing your life. You guys know I can get on a tangent, right? Okay, with that being said, I'm going to cut it off right here, and I'm going to tell you this is Thursday, Thriving Thursday, and I want to remind you to go to our website, check out our information that we have there for you. I talked about it yesterday. You know, Wednesday is the day where we talk about the giveaways and the freebies. So if you missed Wednesday's show, you can go back and listen to it and find out what are we giving away or who's giving away what and how you can win money. I think I talked about how to win $25,000 on yesterday. And you can find all of that out on the website, and you can find out the free downloads by listening to yesterday's show. So if you missed that, go check it out. And you know what, you guys? Have an amazing Thursday. This is Thriving Thursday, so hey, you're all in it. You're going to thrive, and don't forget to do life with power.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a traveling lounge singer.
And we're going up the airport escalator. Hey, where are you from? No response. Classic. Got in an accident, so you gotta take a cab, huh? No cabs at Progressive Service Centers. They got rental cars on site, which is out of sight, you know?
Progressive takes the hassle out of claims. Just drop your car off at one of our service centers and we'll manage the rest.
Here's a little number I like to call. Waiting for the shuttle bus.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Service centers not available in all areas. You have a choice of repair facilities.